Now previewing the Seymour meeting today, fine in a soft five with the eight races. Warren Huntley joins us to go through it. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, Nat.
What do you make of today, the eight races?
Yeah, look, I think probably some of the typical fare for the ratings band and this day of the week. Just always got a little bit of a query on, because of the hot weather, obviously, they've had to put plenty of water on the track, and Seymour's still in a bit of a reconsolidation phase. So I just, obviously, it'll improve a little bit during the course of the day, but we're not going to get really hot weather today. So starting on a soft five with a lot of irrigation going on the track, I just wouldn't be surprised to see them get off because the day...
Okay, well, let's have a look at race one. This is a maiden over 22.21, and in this event, we've got number one, Cool Dude, at $4, down to $8 for Danubian, $9 there for Anna May, and On Our Honour is at $1.65.
Yeah, she's short enough, Nards, but if she doesn't win today, I don't know where they go with On Her Honour. I think the form through Ruta Renz and Switzer at her last couple of starts, and even back to Dogmatic three starts ago, Necessitas, it's just clearly the strongest form lines, and I think today's her day, and of the shorties during the course of the day, hopefully, the odds drift a little bit as we get closer to race time, but I do think she'll win, number nine On Our Honour. Cool Dude's been a constant in these types of races and continues to run consistently, as does Like You Look, who comes through the same form line, and seven... Sesto Elemento might be next best through a different form line, but I think it's the day for On Our Honour. Now it's 9, 1, 2, 7.
So we go 9 from 1, 2, and 7. We now go to the second for the 2-year-old fillies. Take out 1, 4, 6, 8, 10, 13, and the 16. We've got number 2 Bronski Girl at $4.40. Invincible Lotus at $2.30. Down to Seemly Discreet at $8.424. Swan Island.
Yeah, and I'm with Swan Island. Now, gee, some of the unraced here have trialled up very nicely in Invincible Lotus and Bronski Girl in particular. But I like the way Swan Island was trialling up before her debut. She ran well on that occasion behind Loving Gabby and then maybe got a bit lost down the straight behind Microphone last start. But we know that form's good following the win of Microphone in Sydney on Saturday. So back to maiden grade here. On with 12, Swan Island. Ahead of 2, Bronski Girl. Gee, she really gapped them, or the first two horses gapped them in a jump out at Ballarat recently in quick time for the morning. She was given a solid hit out there. I think she's got some tactical speed, might even offset that wider barrier draw. Probably similarly for Invincible Lotus, although drawn well, a recent jump out was really encouraging, and travel on the speed then gave a real good kick at Bendigo. I think they're the three that look the best winning chances to me, and I can be working around them in Quinellas and Trifectas and the like, and three caramel popcorn has also jumped out nicely to debut here, but the wider barrier draw could be some disadvantage. 12, 2, 7, 3.
So we go 12 from 2, 7 and 3. We now go to race 3, maiden 1300, and in this race she can take out number 3. We've got number 1, Don't Test Me at 7, 224 Everywhere Man, 380 Mr. Hazy, then we're down to $5 for No Effort.
Yeah, I think the market's identified the chances here. I'm with Everywhere Man, Nads, but I don't think I want to back him at the current price on offer. And if you like him, I'd probably be patient because I think it's an even enough race amongst the top four tips, and that market might just equate a little bit as we get closer to the race. I've got 2 head of 10, No Effort, who's run well in races of some depth in the career to date and has trialled up nicely to make the resumption here. 5, Mr. Hazy, has run well virtually in all his runs to date and just stuck to his task okay last start, but I think the winner of that race, General Short, has got a bright future, and 1, Don't Test Me, fitter for a couple of runs back. 2, 10, 5, 1.
2 from 10, 5, and 1. We go to race 4, 3-year-old fillies 1300, and he can take out runners 3 and also 5. We've got number 2, Amatrine at 7, down to 390 Elegant Tycoon, first tier at 260. We're looking at $5 for Queen's Authority.
Being with first tier, this preparation didn't have a lot of luck at Moonee Valley first up and covered ground, so maybe cutting a bit of slack second up. It's a bit of a D-day for first tier for me, but I think I can put merit in both her runs back this preparation, making a little bit of an excuse for her working last time. 7 ahead of 2, Amatrine. I thought rode the speed in an official trial recently, and then when asked for a bit of effort at the end of that trial, I thought responded nicely, looks ready to go to the races and run well. 11, Queen's Authority, has been running well this preparation, getting fitter, only narrowly beaten last start. And I put 1, Alinka, in as next best, who I think trialled well going into this first up run and then covered ground on that occasion, fitter with that run under the belt. Should get a better run today, and The other one, if I was playing trifectas and first fours, I'd be including his number 6, Elegant Tycoon. Put them in 7-2, 11-1.
7-2, 11-1. We now look at the legs of the quaddy, race 5 being the first of those, and we can take out runners 3, 11, 12, and also the 15. Number 1, Anala Max at 9.50, out of kilter 7.50, 3.40, My Shumai. Down to Assertive Star at 6, Set with Jewels is at $9, Madam Stowell at $3.90, and Tester Life's at $8.
Going to work around just the first two in the market here in the quaddy. I like the win of My Shoe My, very strong late winning last start, and I don't think that wider barrier draw is that much of a disadvantage in a 2,200-metre race. Should be able to settle into the field somewhere, and by this time of the day, they could be making ground down the middle to outside of the track, and that'll suit number 6, My Shoe My, ahead of Madam Stowell, who's only had the 2 runs back, so there's probably more improvement in her run last start than there is in My Shoe My, who's deeper into a preparation. 13, Tester Life. A little bit of edgy out of the ground is a positive, or a sting out of the ground is positive for Tester Life. If it's still in the soft 5 range by this stage of the day, that might even enhance her chances. And 8, Set with Jewels. Recent addition of the Mitch Friedman stable might be ready to improve at odds. 6, 10, 13 and 8.
6, 10, 13 and 8. We look at race 6 over 1,600, and you can take out runners 3 and 9. Number 2, Lakeside Oval at 3.40, down to Tatunka, who's at $2.80, Mighty Quinn at 7, and First Class Dreamer is at $5.
Yeah, the scratchings, although there's only 2 of them, Nards, have depleted this race a little bit. Sarkozy and Cozy Can Can would have been very hard to beat. I'm going to go with 2, Lakeside Oval, who's so consistent. No improvement in Lakeside Oval at this stage of the preparation, but Dean Yendall's really clicked with him, winning at the last 2 starts, should get a nice run from the draw, and only has to hold his form to be in the mix. Tatunka comes through a very good race last start, or a strong maiden, so to speak, behind Winning Partner, Benchmark 64. Pardon me, Winning Partner had no luck at all at Flemington on Saturday. He was back near the inside there, and maybe that wasn't the ideal part of the ground. I thought under the circumstances, stuck to his task well. Low-profile stable, but a very promising horse in Tatunka. 2 runs to date have been good. 11, First Class Dreamer, fitter for 1 run back from a spell that was a victory, and 8, Anna Nicole Snitch, might be next best. But 2, 6 and 11 look the key numbers for me here, Nance. 2, 6, 11, 8.
2 from 6, 11 and 8. Now race 7. In this event, you can take out number 4. We've got number 1, Freedoms at 9, 7 for Hail the Hero, Captive Hero at 5, down to 4.60, Mary's Pride. Squeezable is a $4 chance.
I think the legs of the quaddy get a bit tougher as we get deeper into it. I'm going to go with Mary's Pride. She's a bit one-dimensional, that she's got to settle off the speed and come with that strong late run. But she can maintain that gallop for quite a distance. And the challenge will perhaps be for Linda Meach to be able to get into that right part of the track from an inside barrier draw. But she's going well. 8, Mary's Pride, squeezable. Recent addition to the Hayes and Dabney Yard from the Weir Stable. Won the maiden well last start. It was a modest race, but delivered there and can cope with a slight rise in grade to 58 and be competitive. 1, Freedoms. I don't think had the best of luck last start. Covered that little bit of ground. I think the form through Osmium in Benchmark 64 grade is superior to this. I think with the claim here, not badly treated. And 12, Offshore's Pearl, fitter for 1 run back from a spell, has run pretty well in races better than this last preparation. 8, 9, 1 and 12.
8 from 9, 1 and 12. And then we go to the last race, 8 over 1,000. And in this event, you can take out 8, 11, 12 and also the 14. We've got number 4, Divine Mr. Tycoon at 5, Morrissey 2.15, and then we're down to number 13, Atlantic Rose, who is a $5 chance.
Scratchings have probably made each way playing in this race not quite as attractive, but gee, at around about the each way quote, Divine Mr. Tycoon is had a break, he's been gelded. His form last preparation was against Villasarchi, Starfall, Sunset Watch, Bricktop. Gee, it's good form lines for a Benchmark 64. I'm going to go with him with some residual fitness from a good draw, number 4, Divine Mr. Tycoon. Ahead of Morrissey, who's a talent and won very well on debut. He's resuming here. He's good on the fresh side. He certainly wasn't tested in a recent jump out, but he looked to move nicely. 7, Wildwood Jade, went to a Kyneton jump out recently and just dominated that. Looks like she's come back well. She's another one who's very effective and unbeaten, in fact, first up. And 13, Atlantic Rose, has jumped out nicely. She'll be looking for a bit further than 1,000 metres, but she'll be strong late. 4, 5, 7 and 13.
So we go 4 from 5, 7 and 13. Best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
Short odds, but I think on our honour, race 1, number 9 is the best. Nards, and if we wait for the last each way odds about race 8, number 4, Divine Mr. Tycoon, I think that's value. For the quaddy, first league 6 and 10, second league 2, 6 and 11, third league 1, 3, 8, 9 and 12, and home with numbers 4, 5, 7 and 13. going to play an early quaddie as the player of the day. First leg, 9 only. Second leg, 2, 7 and 12. Third leg, 1, 2, 5 and 10. And home with numbers 2, 7 and 11.
Wonderful, sorry, Warren.
That should be numbers 4, 7 and 11 in the last. That's the early quaddie, not the late quaddie. Sorry, Nards, I was confusing my numbers there. Let's go with numbers 2, 7 and 11 in the last leg of the first quaddie. My apologies.
No, that's no dramas at all. Thank you very much, Warren, and we'll talk later in the show.
Thanks, Nards.
There's Warren Huttley with his look at this afternoon's program of racing from Seymour. It's now 12 to 11.